This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Is it the new gold rush in California as farmers are benefiting by reducing methane? Joining us from the Golden State, UC Davis professor Dr. Frank Mitlohner, a clean air specialist, telling dairy producers that research into how to reduce methane continues.
That has already had massive impacts. Here in California, we have reduced methane by 25% over the last few years. 25%. That's certified by the state agencies. And that has actually induced a net cooling effect of our dairy sector. A net cooling effect. We are on a path to climate neutrality. Now think about that for a second. Our dairy industry is on a path to climate neutrality, counteracting some of the nitrous oxide and other greenhouse gases with methane, which we are learning to reduce effectively. And I think that this is something that you can expect to happen in Wisconsin and other places. Our farmers will soon benefit in a financial way by reducing methane. So, for example, we are now experiencing a new gold rush here in the state because the state incentivizes financially the construction of anaerobic digesters. Not the ones that you're used to see, but covered lagoons. These covered lagoons trap the biogas from the decomposing waste, and that biogas is then not burned like it was in the past, but that biogas is used to produce RNG, renewable natural gas. And that RNG is then sold to vehicle fleets that then replace diesel with that RNG. If you are in the business of doing what I just said, you will make a lot of money because there are incredible financial incentives to produce biogas using anaerobic digesters, convert that into fuel such as RNG, and then sell it to the market. The credits are enormous. They are large. That's the new gold rush in California right now.
So moving forward, how should the dairy industry and agriculture as a whole be talking about greenhouse gas emissions?
First of all, methane is important, a potent greenhouse gas. Climate change is happening, and it's a great concern. And human activity are a major driver. And agriculture has a contribution. The first step, in my opinion, is to own up to your responsibility and say, yep, we know that we contribute to the issue, the overall issue. The carbon footprint of the U.S. dairy industry is about 2% of the total. 2% of all greenhouse gases in the United States stem from the dairy sector, okay, 2%. In addition to having quantified those impacts, the dairy industry has made pledges of further reductions of 20-25% to be achieved in the next 10 years. In California, that number is 40%, and that was not volunteered, but it was mandated by the state. But the dairy industry has agreed to work with the state, and the state in exchange has incentivized financially technologies to reduce methane. The state has paid $500 million, with a B, $500 million, to help with methane manure reductions. So not just have we quantified the impacts on climate, we have shown that reductions are possible, and we have engaged on making them work. And that is much more than anybody else, any other sector of society can show for. The thing is, in animal agriculture, there are many people who say, I don't believe in this topic, you know, might be a funny topic. But the problem is we are not helping ourselves by making it sound ridiculous, because we are ostracized by significant players in society, in the media and so on, as being a major environmental destructor. We should take that seriously, and we should show society that we are serious about knowing our impact, further reducing them, and addressing this important societal issue. If we just make fun of it, then we are the opposite of what we need to do. So I think it is really important to own the issue, to learn what you can do, and to benefit from it. Our farmers are now raking in financial benefits from reducing their methane.
That's Dr. Frank Mitlohner, UC Davis professor and clean air specialist, with comments from a recent Dairy Signal webcast on pdpw.org. Tomorrow, we'll head to our nation's capital and visit with National Milk's Chris Galen. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.